First of all, I just want to say thank you for all the people that's listening and chiming in on me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. So I appreciate you doing that. Hopefully that way we can learn how to agree to disagree, and we can live like people. Well, I make the hard topics, I say the hard things, I make the thing itch scratch. So if your itch is not scratching, and you scratching on the itch, maybe you need to look yourself in the mirror. So I'm not here for no drama. I'm not here for no nothing. Just to learn, and edify. This is from learning situations only. So I'm not here to get anybody's hairs up. So again, thank you. And hopefully we can agree to disagree.
Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time. With you.
What's up, y'all? This sweet, y'all. Faith said, I asked Faith, can I host the show today, y'all? And I told Faith I can get it, because, you know, I try to be like Faith. Faith's a good guy, y'all. And I like Faith. And once I start hearing Faith's podcast, y'all, Faith just done something to me. He put something in me, y'all. So, you know, me and Faze became good friends. And, you know, and I was talking to Faze on the phone. And I said, Faze, I like to do, when you gonna let me host the show, Faze? And Faze said, ask me, can I do it? I said, I think I can, but I'll try. You know, and, you know, so I can't do it like Faye, because Faye's got it. And I'm trying to be like Faye so I can get it like Faye's, y'all. So this sweet Willie. So I'm not Faye's. So I'm going to do how Faye be saying. And I'm do all the things Faye be doing, y'all. So I might try to sound like Faye a little bit. But, you know, this is sweet Willie. So, you know, I wanna, most of y'all know, most of know Sweet Willie. Most of y'all know Sweet Willie. And some of y'all don't. You know, I just got in with Faze and Faze in this. But we're gonna start the show, and I wanna thank all y'all for listening. And y'all be patient with Sweet Willie. You know, Sweet Willie stumbles his words a little bit. So y'all be patient with Sweet Willie. I'm trying to get mine like Faye trying to get his, y'all. So, first of all, y'all, we want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, y'all. And we want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, y'all. And I want to thank all the interstate, y'all, and the out-of-state, y'all, for listening to me and Faye, but me today, Sweet Willie, today. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to Sweet Willie. And I'm going to try to see if I can do the same thing Faze can. But Faze be talking too strong, y'all. And I know Faze be talking too strong, so I ain't going to talk strong like Faze be talking. Faze be trying to, I don't know, I tell Faze do his thing, I'm going to do mine. How Sweet Willie do. I'm trying to not to be like Faye. I might talk, you know, I mimic him a little bit, so I might sound like him a little bit, but this is Sweet Willie. And I you know, it's a lot of things going on in this world, y'all. But this is what I came across, and I don't understand, y'all. Why? People think we stupid. I said, it be, you know, Sweet Willie ain't stupid. You know, I was kind of not paying attention until I started listening to Faze, y'all. And when I started listening to Faze, y'all, I could see it, y'all. I could see it. You know, most of y'all, it's so, you know, most of y'all need work. Most of y'all can give you work to do what y'all need to do. But, you know, we gonna go over here and just show up on how people try to do us, man. Sweet Willie be like, why people be thinking us crazy? You know, I be sitting at home and I be talking to myself and I be like, Sweet Willie, you know, why these people think we crazy? I don't understand this. They say, they want us to do this. They want us to do that. They want us to do this. And they want to do that. But I'm like, now, I'm going to let y'all hear something that's bothering Sweet Willie. I'm going to let y'all hear this thing that really getting Sweet Willie irritated. I'm tired. I'm just tired. Let's analyze.
Thank you all. I'm pleased to stand with my colleagues and other friends and great patriots that are interested in the sovereignty of America. And don't be distracted at this moment. Don't you be distracted. Let's not America be distracted by what's happening in this building or what's about to happen in this building behind us. As bad as that is, and it's bad, but as bad as that is, we can do two things at once. We can pay attention to the other things that are happening around the globe and in this country. And as we speak, President Biden is planning to cede the sovereignty of the United States of America to the internationalists and the World Health Organization, the ability to decide between you and your doctor what medicine you take or do not take, whether you wear a mask or not, whether you leave your home, and where you go is all potentially being ceded by this president of the United States based on a signature, subverting and disregarding the Constitution of the United States, bypassing the Senate, saying it's not a treaty, doing the exact same thing that President Obama did with the Iran nuclear deal. That was bad now, then, and it's a precursor. It's a warning of what might happen very, very soon. So we're gathered here today to make sure that you're all aware of what we're all aware of, that we're awake, and that we make sure that President Biden is not allowed to just sign on our behalf, and that the Senate rejects any attempt by the World Health Organization to take away our individual medical freedom, our individual choices, our choices to move about our country, our community, our homes as we please. That is literally what is at stake right now. And then be forced to pay for it without even knowing what the bill is. It is unacceptable. The fact that we even have to have this press conference is breathtaking. But every single day you wake up and you say to yourself, well, what more can it be? I can't believe what just happened. They can't do anything else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as it is, and as bad as it is in dealing with this government taking away our rights every single day, just imagine how difficult it's going to be to drag our rights back away from some international organization of bureaucrats that aren't even elected, that don't care about America, don't care about our Constitution, and don't care about what we think. With that, I just urge now that we do the right thing here, and I'll turn it back over to Speaker.
See y'all. You see what I'm talking about, y'all? You see how Sweet Willie be like, now these people right here is trying to clown us. Sweet Willie say, these people right here trying to clown us, y'all. So what we gonna do? I know I'll slap them Sweet Willie style. We gotta do something to put ourselves in a position so we can get ready, y'all. We gotta get ready, y'all. You know, it's too much going on right here. And like I be telling Faze, y'all, I'm ready. I got my backpack, y'all, and I practice this move every day, y'all. Okay, I'll practice this move. Get my back. Get and go. Get and go. Get, grab the bag. Walking. Grab the bag. Get in practice. Y'all, I got to get that practice. I got to get that practice, y'all. When it's time to go, I got to grab the bag and go. Grab the bag and go. Grab the bag and go. That's what I do, y'all. That's what Sweet Willie do. I grab the bag and go. Because I got all my stuff ready. Ready to go. When Faye showed me all this stuff, I was like, I ain't bleed. I said, Faye's tripping, y'all. Faye is tripping, y'all. I said, Faye is really tripping, y'all. And then I just started listening to Faye's content, y'all. And it got kind of scary, y'all. Because Faye was talking kind of right. You know, I understand when Faye's talking about it in that spiritual realm. And when I understood the spiritual realm, yeah, we know that the Most High is in control. Let's analyze.
Very big attack. This is a really big Middle East update. Pay attention. So it's just been reported that Hezbollah managed to breach the Iron Dome of Israel and strike a community center area, causing 7 casualties on Israeli civilians. Now, as far as escalation and tensions in the Middle East, of course this doesn't help, but this also doesn't change what's happening in northern Israel. There's already been battles back and forth on the border regions between Hezbollah and the IDF. Many people speculate that the IDF might even go into Lebanon at some point. We don't know that for sure. Now, as far as the whole Iranian tensions, things are still the same. As far as it stands, the U.S. wants to put more sanctions on Iran and their militant groups throughout the Middle East. But Iran is still saying, look, if you guys even look our way or do anything, we will strike back. They're going to utilize this munition that they've never used before. And Israel is still implying that they're probably going to do something in the near future. So that is your update as of now.
We have a major breaking news update about Israel's strike in Iran tonight. According to Bloomberg, the United States was notified earlier today by Israeli officials that a strike could come within 24 to 48 hours. In addition, a U.S. official tells CNN that the target of the strike was not nuclear. Iranian state media had previously reported that Israel was targeting an Air Force base in Isfahan, Iran. And while that has not been confirmed, CNN is reporting that this strike did not target a nuclear facility. Now, the impact in the United States and around the world is already being felt. Oil prices have surged 4%, while the Dow futures are down 500 points just minutes after the strike. This is coming due to the stock market's fear of a possible larger regional conflict. Flights from several Iranian airports remain suspended and or canceled. This is obviously a very serious situation, one that is only going to get more serious with each passing day, and I'm going to be providing you updates.
Very big attack. This is a really big Middle East update. Pay attention. So it's just been reported that Hezbollah managed to breach the Iron Dome of Israel and strike a community center area, causing 7 casualties on Israeli civilians. Now, as far as escalation and tensions in the Middle East, of course this doesn't help, but this also doesn't change what's happening in northern Israel. There's already been battles back and forth on the border regions between Hezbollah and the IDF. Many people speculate that the IDF might even go into Lebanon at some point. We don't know that for sure. Now, as far as the whole Iranian tensions, things are still the same. As far as it stands, the U.S. wants to put more sanctions on Iran and their militant groups throughout the Middle East. But Iran is still saying, look, if you guys even look our way or do anything, we will strike back. They're going to utilize this munition that they've never used before. And Israel is still implying that they're probably going to do something in the near future. So that is your update.
Reports over the past few minutes is that Israel may be attacking Iran today. This is information they're saying that was just leaked, and someone knows something, because listen to what's been happening that has just been starting to get reported by the mainstream media news outlets. As I mentioned, Wall Street Journal, BBC, NBC, I'm seeing is on it. Iranian air defense is now mobile. The U.S., Germany, and France is urging their people to leave Iran now. Qatar has banned all flights over any Iranian airspace. So now other nations nearby are saying avoid Iran. And this all just coming out moments ago. And also Benjamin Netanyahu, as we've been seeing reported from several news media outlets. But now, as I mentioned, NBC News saying Benjamin Netanyahu summoned a meeting, and he summoned fellow leaders of their alliance forces for a special meeting. And it is very likely that something big is going to be happening as a result. Wall Street Journal has posted just a little while ago that Israel could be attacking today. We had heard calls that they said that it was going to be, quote, when the time was right. Now we're hearing that that time could be now. And it has been about 48 hours since we have seen the largest drone attack in history against Israel. And now they are saying there is no way it is going to go unanswered.
All right, so let's start this broadcast with some breaking news that's just come in, where the situation in West Asia continues to escalate. Developments are happening thick and fast, with Israel now saying that it is weighing in its options on how to attack Iran. Tehran has issued a pretty dire warning to Tel Aviv, which could potentially alter the escalation matrix. The Tehran has said that it could review its nuclear doctrine if Israel chooses to attack Iran's nuclear assets. The Iran has said that it knows where the Israeli nuclear facilities are, asserting that it would target them with precision missiles if Israel attacks Iran's nuclear sites. And earlier I've spoken with the former American security advisor John Bolton, where I asked him that if Israel chooses to attack Iran's nuclear facilities, would it not be evident that Iran would of course hit back at Israel's nuclear site, especially the Dimona site in the Negev Desert. Listening to what John Bolton has to say about this.
But on Saturday, the Israeli government issued warnings to its civilian population in key areas and in and around big cities, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, near many of Israel's military bases, but also to residents in and around Dimona, where the reactor is. So we don't know, and obviously Israel doesn't say much about it, but that's at least some indication that in Israel they perceive Dimona to have been subject of the attack on Saturday, apparently not successfully. But in other words, it may have been Iran that crossed the red line of attacking the nuclear program of Israel first.
Now remember, in recent years, the state of Israel has carried out some pretty major expansions to its Dimona nuclear facility in the Negev Desert, where it has historically made fissile material that is needed for its nuclear bombs. Israel built the Dimona reactor in the 1950s with some pretty extensive and clandestine help from the French government. Now, besides Dimona, Israel has also developed other nuclear facilities as well, for instance in Haifa and also in Elabun and Yordafat. Now, a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander has said that Iran could review its nuclear doctrine. This is the first time that Iran has explicitly mentioned about its nuclear program since the escalations that have been witnessed in the course of the last fortnight. Iran has always stated that its nuclear enrichment sites are all for civilian purposes and are open for the IAEA inspectors to come forth and carry out their inspections. But Israel and its Western allies have long suspected that Iran has been secretly building a nuclear weapon. And now with Iran publicly stating that it could review its nuclear doctrine if Israel chooses to attack Iranian nuclear sites, things appear to be escalating pretty fast. The warning from Tehran has come after the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Israel, of course, is considering all options on how to respond to the Iranian reprisal. Now, the Iranian attack on Saturday marks the very first time that Tehran has launched a direct military assault on the state of Israel. The Israeli authorities said that Iran launched more than 330 drones and missiles, and Israelis claim that about 99% of these were intercepted by the air defense systems in tandem, that is, along with the Americans, Brits, the French, and the Jordanians. Now, the attack took place less than 2 weeks after the bombing of the Iranian consulate in Damascus, which the Iranians quite clearly say was carried out by the Israelis.
I'm 11 years old.
I'm 12 years old.
And I'm 14. We believe that blacks are not equal to whites, and when the time comes, God will demand us to kill all Jews.
Listen to what you just heard. These are vile words that did not come out of the mouth of some middle-aged bigot. They came out of the mouth of a child. And so the question now is, how do we deal with it? Because we do have to deal with it. One day these kids are going to grow up. And that poison is going to be spread. So how do we deal with it? Well, I thought we'd do something different here today. What I didn't want to do is just fill the audience with adults and then have the grown-ups talking to the kids and saying, kids, you got to straighten yourself out. You can't live like this. This is America. No, instead, what I thought we're going to do is today our audience is comprised almost exclusively of kids their own age. Kids talking to kids about the poison of America, which is racism. Stay with us. Meet 14-year-old Jennifer Kreiss and her sister, 11-year-old Amy. With them is the Thomas family, 14-year-old Nathan, 12-year-old Josh, and 9-year-old Sarah. They are racists. They say a race war is coming, and when God gives the word, they will start killing Jews. Let me start off right away. I am Jewish. My daughter is Jewish. Are you saying to me that if given the chance, you would kill my daughter?
In a second.
How do you explain to me, and I'm going to be polite to you because of your age, and I figure that once in life when you grow a little older, maybe you'll learn, but how do you go through life suggesting that you have the right to say to any human being that one, you will kill them, or two, that you sitting here are better than any other person?
The Holy Bible. In the Bible, it tells us that when Yahweh returns, that's what I call my God, he's going to mark every Jew, and they shall be killed. John 8:44 states that they are from the devil's children.
And you listen to this and you buy that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it says it right in the Bible. And if you read the Bible, then you can understand it.
Does it dawn on you that most people think you're wrong? Do they not know how to read the Bible and you do? How come you're right and everyone else in the world is wrong?
Because
did God come to you and say you're smarter than anybody else?
No, but I go to Bible study every Sunday.
Are you the only person who does?
No, there's a lot of people that feel the same way as me.
Do 100 million Christians go to Bible school and they go to Bible school and they don't get the message you do?
Yeah, they listen to the Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah.
And they listen to the Jews, which are the devils.
You're listening to this and you buy that. You're willing to go on national television here and tell everybody, because they see who you are, that if given the chance, you will go out and kill a Jew.
When my God comes back, I will.
Tell me how you feel about... How do you feel about Jews?
I don't actually hate them. I hate the religion. And I believe that they are the devil's daughters and sons. Or, yeah.
What do you think about blacks?
There's nothing wrong with them, but you should race mix.
But you wouldn't kill them?
No.
Kill Jews.
You just send him back to Africa.
Yeah.
That's where he came from.
But you all brought... Excuse me. But you all brought us here.
No.
You all brought us here.
The Jews brought you here.
The Jews
brought you here.
The paper that we gave you.
White Christians had nothing to do with it.
Well, if your four white fathers thought we were some monkeys and some dogs and stuff, why'd your four white fathers rape us? For my four ancestors or the rest of these four ancestors in here? Why did they rape us?
Why did they rape us? Or why did they beat us? Or why did they touch us? Because I heard nobody
that.
Don't touch
you're
no
gonna
monkey.
You're going to repeat that. I can't understand what you're saying.
What? Go ahead.
Why did you take it out on everyone? Everyone didn't do that to you.
Excuse me?
I said, why do you take it out on everyone? Everyone didn't hurt you.
Listen, I have a black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
And where's that?
I'm coming from the Holy Bible. It says it right in the Bible.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
What Bible are you reading from?
The Bible that was made a long, long time ago. And your Bible was just made because you wanted to. Why did you make a Bible?
The Jews crucified our God.
The what?
The Jews are responsible for crucifying our God.
Well, I just want to know, why don't you like Jews? They're just like you. They have 10 fingers, 10 toes. They have the same hair. Just why don't you like them?
But the devil's children.
They crucified my God. How am I going to like somebody that crucified my God?
What?
How am I going to like somebody that crucified my God?
Excuse me, the Jews did not crucify your God because crucifixion wasn't a Jewish way of killing somebody. It was a Roman way of killing someone. And they had...
Would you tell me where do it say in the encyclopedia or anywhere else that blacks are not supposed to be in this world or anything? Tell me where is that at?
Where
did...
The blacks are the beast of the field. It says it right in your Bible.
The what?
The blacks are the beast of the field. Why don't you pick up a Bible and start reading instead of just...
I'm Christian. I'm just like you, but I don't think it's right to have... be against all these people. We're all equal.
Well, you have a right to your beliefs, and I have a right to my beliefs. I didn't come here to force this in your mind. I was asked to come here to explain how I feel.
Why is it that you think that blacks are not equal to whites?
It says it right in the Bible.
We're God's chosen people, and God's chosen people are better than any other.
Wait, who wants to talk?
I'm here to get criticized, ready to talk.
Well, why don't you go to a black church and find out yourself?
I wouldn't step one foot into a black church.
Excuse me, the young lady over there, you said you didn't hear. I think I'll just make that a little bit clear for you. She said that if we're such trash and all that, why'd you go and rape? Why did your people go and rape black women?
I never heard that. Black men walk down the street in cities like this and rape our white women.
Okay, why is it that all these very smart kids who go to church on Sundays, who go to, let's say some of them go to temple on Saturdays, they are black and they are white. How come none of them are getting this message of hate that is coming from you? How come? And they're reading the same Bible. You know what I mean? It's like, don't you suddenly worry that when you grow up in this world and go out, don't worry about this talk show, you're going out into this world. And in this world, in this country, there are going to be people always saying to you, how dare you live a life of such hate and so defile the American dream? Answer me.
I came on here. I have black friends. I said, I don't hate black people, okay? If they start with me, then I'm going to start with them. But I could get along with black people just as good as you can.
What about Jews?
See y'all. Most of y'all didn't catch that. So let's Willie inform you on why you didn't catch that. First of all, y'all see, Sweet Willie seen it from around the corner, y'all. Y'all notice the little white girl was saying the right things, but it was reflecting from the wrong people. You're supposed to keep to your race. You heard what she said. She said she hate the Jewish people. Talking about the people who call themselves Jews but do lie. See, these little white children is smarter than most of y'all. She said God had a favorite people. She said the same thing FaZe was saying. And y'all heard this little white girl say, y'all, Sweet Willie just be amazed. So fam, we gotta look at this in another lens. Sweet Willie. My grandma used to say, Lou Willie Jr. You know, that's what my name was, Lou Willie Jr., right? I was named after my people, my pop. Now, when my pop died, I changed my name to Sweet Willie. And I be at home. And I be thinking about all this stuff going on. Because you got to be ready. You got to be ready, y'all. We got to be ready, y'all. We got to get the Book of Commandments. We got to get up on this Most High. And we need to take in consideration, y'all. Now, faith be doing a good job, y'all. Faith be trying to nation build. Most of y'all just don't understand what faith's trying to do. But faith just be trying to build his nation back. Love his people more. But we don't even get that. I want to thank FaZe for giving me the opportunity to just do a thing on his podcast. Thank you, FaZe. We really thank you. And I want to thank all y'all for listening to Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie.
I was frightened by the sight of a life of pain. Whether easy days or complicated, it was all the same. It was scary. The main emotion I felt was shame. Tied myself to opinions of others while depression had me change. I remain with so many thoughts of doubt. Having issues with my identity, I lost it in the crowd. But I changed. It was life that taught me how to be the man you see and hear right now.
Israel conducted a standoff strike against Iran using inert training missiles to show Iran that they could, if they wanted to, target key Iranian facilities, be it nuclear or military, through their air defense shield, but not enough to cause any significant damage. This allows Iran the ability to say, nothing happened, we shot everything down, and it allows both sides to de-escalate this situation. So looking at a couple different pieces of evidence here, the Syrian military said their air defense sites were struck, radars knocked out of commission by Israel, which Israel has not claimed responsibility for, but likely would have cleared up the airspace for manned Israeli aircraft to go over Syria and fire air-launched ballistic missiles at a standoff range to where they could not be targeted by Iranian air defense and still yet strike targets inside of Iran. We've seen some boosters that came off in Iraq that look like they're from the Blue Sparrow missile system, which is a ballistic missile trainer. It's a dummy round, inert. There's no explosive warhead. It is designed to be used as the missile that air defense systems use during training exercises to show that they can shoot down ballistic missiles. So from the Iranian side, we're hearing them refer to these things as flying objects. Some are suggesting that they are quadcopter drones, little drones that may have even been launched inside of Iranian territory. The government is saying, we don't know who did this. We're going to have to investigate. We have no plans to retaliate against Israel, which is a big difference from the October 1st attack in Damascus, where right away, when they're still pulling bodies out of the rubble, Iran said Israel did this and we're going to retaliate. Now, the fact that these look to have been inert munitions means that there's no smoke on the horizon, no buildings on fire this morning, no major explosions in Iran. So when Iran says we shot down a bunch of quadcopters or unknown objects, there's no damage, they can stand by that story because there's no evidence to the contrary. Now, the other side of that, there hasn't been any evidence provided by Iran to show these quadcopters that were shot down, but that lack of evidence can kind of be used in both directions. Then from the Israeli side, there's nothing coming from the government in terms of an official statement, but there are some people connected with the Israeli government that have put out things saying, like, the purpose here was to deter Iran, to show that we could strike inside of their territory if we wanted to, and to de-escalate, because one of them notably said, we don't want war with Iran. We have plenty to deal with in Gaza and Lebanon. So that's a prediction. There's a lot of evidence missing right now, but it looks like, good news, this might be headed towards de-escalation rather than spiraling into a regional or even global war.
Y'all hear this, fam? Now, I hear a bunch of bluffers and I smell a bunch of cowards. Oh, I'ma shoot you. I'ma shoot you. Now, they messing up the air. They messing up the money. They done killed people live, livelihood, and destroyed all this off bluffing. That's all they doing. That's why I say, all y'all people that got heart and got heart and about that business, y'all can get these clowns any day. I ran. That's what they did. Ran. I ran. Israel bombed them up, killed their people. I ran. They claim I ran, claim that they did some, but they really ran. And you know, and these Arabs and all the discrimination they feel about these black people and all this, pumping up their chest like they about that. They ain't about that, y'all. Ain't none of them about that. If you, now, I know me, if I'm a leader and I had my nation and me and this other nation, we wouldn't get along, but we get along so we wouldn't have no problem. Now all of a sudden, you should shoot some shit down the mine and kill some of my men that, oh no, we got a problem. Ain't no bluffing. Nigga, you gonna respect me. So that's the difference between warriors and clowns. All these people calling it, oh, we a man of war. We a man of war. But warriors don't do that. You already know I'm a warrior. So you coming over here blowing something off on my land, that gonna let me know you don't even respect me. Yeah, half of y'all laugh when our nation went into captivity. Most of y'all nation rejoiced. But when we come back, we gonna show y'all how to do it right. When the Most High put us back in our positions, we gonna show y'all how it's supposed to be done. Revelation 3 and 9. Revelation 2 and 9. Titus 1 and 1. 1 Titus 1 and 15. 14, 15. See, they sit up here just like I told you, y'all. They can sit up here and oppress the same as I told Africa about Africa. Now I can say they can get the same thing. They can go out here and oppress the people in their own nation. But when it comes to another nation that measure up to them, you see how they bag back like cows. And y'all sitting up here acting like showing all these bombs like y'all about that. We this and all that. Oh, that. No. You already blew up and messed up all that area around my area already. Gaddafi, Bin Laden, and all them other crews you came over here and destroyed and killed. Over what? Greed and wickedness. And half of y'all other nations are cowards because y'all swear the Caucasian man is God. But he's really not. You scared that those people that call themselves ISH is a suffix meaning something pertaining to is the true children of God. But they're not. So you scared of the beast and you worship the beast instead of worshiping the creator, the Most High Yahweh Shai. Yahweh Shai. But we don't, we, and I hope y'all whole world see this now. I'm looking at it. Oh, face, you trying to act, though. You trying to act. No, these people trying to sit up here and put all this little pump fake like you playing basketball pump fake. You know, I'm trying to get people, person off his feet. And all they doing is pump faking, killing innocent people, destroying the land, and messing up the money. Over pump faking. People lives and people done got killed over pump faking. Killing all these people up there, and Iran's supposed to be the eye keeper of all these people. If the Most High put you in a position to be stronger in your nation, just like Egypt was at one time, why didn't Iran even tell them? And you already know them other nations are down with Israel, because when Israel was slaughtering them people, them other nations that helped Israel shoot down them bombs didn't say nothing. And the United States is playing two sides of the coin, and half of y'all, and they really siding with Israel. Pump faking y'all. And I gotta ask permission or tell United States that I'm gonna shoot some. Pump faking. Man. See, our nation already been through the hell. Our nation already been through the fire. Our nation still going through the tornado and thunderstorm. We know what we in for. We already know. And we got so many people that are so destroyed in our nation and discombobulated and molested. And you got some other people in our nation like me. We see it. We know it. And the ones that see it and know it, man said a while back ago, UFOs came down and landed in this world. And they said, they came out, organized. And when you looked at them, when you looked in their face, when you looked at their eyes, it was black men. When you looked in their face, when you looked in their eyes, when you feel that spirit, you know they never, ever, ever lost the war. Now, these jokers out here, sitting out here, pump faking the whole world, acting like, oh, well, if United States is not going to do what they're supposed to do, and we tired of Israel and the United States and Britain and France and all them other crazy countries doing that wicked stuff, if we tired of them, we need to sit they butt down and let them know we tired. It's time for y'all to go back to the back of the line again. But we put these jokers in front of the line, and they gonna do as much as possible and manipulate, kill, crafty counsel as much as possible to stay in front of that line. Media something, boy. You know, it's good when you got all the weapons, you got all the men, you got all the firepower, and you can disrespect, humiliate black men and black women in Africa. But when it comes to some old silly, serious clown threat and stuff, You pissing on yourself. And that's all I see them doing is pissing on themselves. Pump faking, pissing on themselves. Because Israel is not going to stop. United States is not going to stop. These are the people that did a number on my forefathers and claim they didn't, and they can never, and then they're not trying to do the right thing. The perpetual hate that they have against my nation. Little white girl I heard on my podcast had more bright sense than half a damn y'all listening to me. Only thing that she got wrong is the people. She said white people are the true children of God. But that's not true. And she said that we shouldn't mix, race mix. It's in the Bible. She was true. Little white girl, 11 years old. She said she hated the Jewish people. Little white girl said that. It's on my podcast. 11 years old. Why? Because the Bible says that. Revelation 2 and 9. Revelation 3 and 9. She wasn't lying. And then they try to switch it out. She said, I like black people and all this and that, but we're better than them. Which we already know Caucasian people is not better than black people. These are how white people raise their children up to believe those lies. But she was telling the truth about the Jewish people. Well, she was telling the truth. But she was lying about they were the true children of God. And they are better and smarter than us. That's white folk shit. And see, and this little girl noticed, she read it from the Bible when she said she go to Bible study. And it said it in the Bible. And she got it clicking more than half of y'all got it clicking. And now, we already say Islam, Muslim. You know, they're not, you know, they use that as a religion. And put this propaganda, but, you know, now the challenge is the Quran versus the scriptures, the Bible. Because I ain't heard no prophecies coming out of the Quran yet that have been fulfilled. If it is, I hope it comes across me so I can see. Because the Arabs, y'all fail to realize, y'all, has something to do with us being over here too. Has something to do was slaughtering our people too. And then they think they got a pass. They think they sitting up here in high holy land, but they just in hot water just as the non-pigmentation man, the non-pigmentation woman, and the Arab. Hey, the Most High looking for y'all. Y'all got warrants. Y'all got warrants by the Most High. And that's bad when you got warrants by the Most High. Especially the Caucasian man. That's why he do what he do anyway. Because he got warrants and he know he got warrants. Arab man, he know he got warrants. If he don't know, he know now. And all these other nations that had their hand in our captivity, you got warrants too. But I don't think your warrants may not be stronger than the Caucasian man in the Arabs. But y'all got warrants. And they over here, and this is why I tell y'all, Africa, and I hope y'all listening, because they already trying some crafty counsel with y'all out here, Africa. And these Arabs, they call. That's why, Africa, y'all got to become one nation. One nation. One nation, one army. One nation, one army. Because the Arab, they pump faking. Israel trying to, they pump faking. They clown. If y'all going to be about that business, be about that business. Because America was about that business when they went out there and killed Bin Laden. It was out there about that business when they went out there and killed Gaddafi. And what was them? Boy, I just can't wait till the Most High, you know, shoot. And I hope I'll be the author of this book when the Most High come. I hope I be the author of this book. I want to write this stuff down for when this happened and 800 years later, the people can read about what's this going on. Ooh-hoo. And half of y'all better be, need to be, hopefully, shaking in your boots. Praying, crying, repenting, and then doing everything you need to do. Because the Most High say he had mercy on who he had mercy on. So you better hope you one of those people, person, nation, that he had mercy on. That's all I say. Let's analyze. Pump fake.
Inside this building are the headquarters of APAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. They would not let us photograph inside their headquarters. APAC says it is the spearhead for support for Israel here in Washington. It is not a political action committee. It does not make campaign contributions. But the clout of APAC here on Capitol Hill is legendary.
Practically every congressman and senator says his prayers to the APAC lobby. No, they've done an enormous job of corrupting the American democratic process.
George Ball was number two in the State Department under Presidents Kennedy and Johnson, and he has never been reluctant to criticize the pro-Israel lobbies.
It's the most effective lobby in the United States today, and I would put that ahead of the National Rifle Association.
What's wrong with picking a candidate to support on the basis of the way that he has voted? Isn't that the American way?
I think it's a caricature of the American way.
The word power, when it's used for APAC, is a myth. It's baloney. APAC is powerful only because the American people are behind Israel.
Rabbi Israel Miller is the vice president of APAC.
APAC is not anti-Chafee.
No, APAC has put on the public record his votes on some of the issues that concern us. But we deal with a very politically aware and sophisticated group of people, the pro-Israel community, and they make up their own minds, you know.
We
do not direct them.
Let me read to you a memo, an APAC memo, November 3rd, 1987. Senate race. Lieutenant Governor Richard Leach, Democrat, Rhode Island, is running against incumbent Senator John Chafee, Republican. Leach, who is Jewish, has a very good chance. Our problem is that the pro-Israel community is not excited and as forthcoming as they should be. We need to put the word out on this race, emphasizing Chafee's poor record. The focus should be to generate interest for a terrific candidate to replace a poor supporter of our issue. See attached voting record and Marty's analysis. It's an APAC memo.
Who signed it? I don't recognize it as an APAC memo.
Rabbi Miller continued.
In this case, I think all that was being said was that Leach has a chance against an incumbent senator.
Who has a poor record. And we got to get the word out.
His record is not as poor as some other senators.
Shortly after that interview, APAC confirmed that the memo was in fact written by a former APAC political staffer. But they insisted she was a low-level employee and that her memo did not reflect APAC policy. And that's important for APAC because under U.S. federal election regulations, if it were shown that pro-Israel PACs were working in conjunction with APAC or were coordinated by APAC, that would arguably be a violation of the law. Well, shortly before this broadcast, 60 Minutes received in the mail from an anonymous sender another memo written by a high-level APAC official, Liz Schreyer, in which she urged a colleague to make certain that several pro-Israel PACs around the country funnel cash contributions to a handful of senatorial candidates. AIPAC officials acknowledged to us the memo was indeed an AIPAC document, but they declined to answer any questions about it. They said in a statement that despite appearances to the contrary, AIPAC does not and does not have the power to direct fundraising decisions. Now, who are other senatorial candidates in current races with what pro-Israel PACs call poor records on Israel?
Well, for instance, this year, many pro-Israel PACs are trying to defeat incumbent Senator Chick Hecht of Nevada, even though he is Jewish, because he too did not follow the AIPAC line on weapon sales to the Arabs. And there are many who charge that AIPAC, with its sights set only on Israel, is just too demanding of U.S. politicians.
We aren't demanding of U.S. politicians. We have a concern about Israel, which is understandable, particularly in this generation. Had you and I been in certain parts of Europe, we would have walked to Auschwitz together. We're very sensitive about the security, about the future of Israel, and support of Israel means that we feel that it is in the interest not merely of Israel, but also in the interest of the United States. Israel is a strategic ally of the United States.
In recent years, AIPAC and the pro-Israel PACs have helped defeat, among others, Congressman Paul Findlay and Pete McCloskey, Senators Harrison Schmidt of New Mexico, Walter Huddleston of Kentucky, and Chuck Percy of Illinois. Like Senator Chafee, Percy too came out in favor of that sale of AWACS to the Saudis.
I finally reached the stage where, as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, I saw our foreign policy totally turned around, with a Muslim world, 800 million people, looking askance at the United States of America, what is happening, who is running the foreign policy. Can Israel and the Prime Minister have more power than the entire Senate of the United States or the President of the United States? And that, to me, I simply said, enough is enough.
That particular AWACS sale to Saudi Arabia did manage to pass the Congress. And in 1984, pro-Israel PACs and other individuals spent millions to unseat the powerful Senator Percy.
Let me just quote to you the words of the executive director of AIPAC, Tom Dyer. After the defeat of Chuck Percy a few years back, he said to a Jewish group in Toronto, quote, "All the Jews in America from coast to coast gathered to oust Percy, and the American politicians, those who hold public positions now, and those who aspired, got the message."
It was an unfelicitous expression of that which Tom felt in his enthusiasm and in his zeal. I think if he had it to say all over again, he would have put it altogether differently.
Rabbi Miller, about a year ago, the New York Times wrote, "AIPAC has become a major force in shaping U.S. policy in the Middle East. Organization has gained the power to influence the presidential candidate's choice of staff, to block practically any arms sale to an Arab country, and to serve as a catalyst for intimate military relations between the Pentagon and the Israel army." How did AIPAC become so powerful?
Again, I'll say that that's very flattering, but it's a myth. It's just not so. The American people support Israel, and therefore Congress votes as it does.
One of Israel's staunchest supporters is Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, who says that AIPAC has nothing to do with his feelings about Israel.
If I can help Israel help herself, in every instance, I do so. I'm also convinced it's in our national interests. I've yet to see any country in that part of the world that is as reliable as far as our strategic requirements are concerned as Israel is.
I don't believe it's an ally at all. We have no alliance with it. I mean, they insist on total freedom of action, and they insist on our subsidizing their total freedom of action.
The amount of that subsidy is remarkable and a testament to AIPAC's clout on Capitol Hill. Altogether, Israel gets more than $3 billion a year in assistance from the United States.
Sometimes the votes go through without a single debate involving billions of dollars. You couldn't spend that kind of money in this country without a huge debate going on. But a foreign government gets this money without debate because simply it's just organized to get it.
Why does Israel get more aid, more U.S. aid, than any other country in the world? $700 per Israeli per year, as opposed to $50 per Egyptian per year, as opposed to $2 per African per year.
None of this money goes for the $700, goes to raise the living standard of Israeli people. This is for their defense. This is for the security of Israel. If Israel were destabilized,
the Arabs with all of their petrodollars and with all of their weapons would just sweep Israel into the sea.
Is there a possibility that of a backlash if Israel is perceived as too powerful in the halls of government here in Washington?
There's always this possibility if people begin to believe that little Israel is calling the shots. And I'm certain Americans would resent that. They won't want any country, big or small, to be calling the shots in the Congress of the United States. But I don't think that AIPAC is calling the shots as far as I'm concerned.
Is it common sense or cowardice on the part of senators who just don't want to talk about this?
Oh, I would say the senators would say it's just being practical.
This past week, three major Jewish organizations took issue with AIPAC. The leaders of the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith asserted in a letter to the president of AIPAC that AIPAC does not speak for the consensus of the organized Jewish community. And in a CBS News poll of 1,530 American adults 2 weeks ago, we asked, do you think that in order to preserve the security of Israel, the U.S. should give Israel more aid than it gives any other country? 13% said yes, 72% said no, 15% said they don't know.
See, this is why I call them and I say they pump faking. Israel owns the United States. Israel got strong influence of the United States. And they the same people trying to rule the world, man. Now, this is why I say that America playing both sides. Saying they ain't doing it, but they doing it. And all this. And Iran pump faking. Knowing they had something to do with your situation. Now they talking about don't escalate. And they started the bullcrap. And us as American citizens allow these people to get the influence that they do. I don't even understand that. If we've been telling everybody in America that those people are not the true children of God, and they heavily got their hand, big influence over the world. But if we pull the scarf from off the table, all the plates and stuff is gonna fall. But they giving them all this money, y'all. They giving Israel all this money, y'all. Our taxes go up. They pimping us. We got homeless. They pimping us. They don't want to give us higher wages. We got to pay for our gold damn near broke for health insurance. Why do y'all allow this to happen? And we got these people y'all put out here and got this AIPAC that's running everything. AIPAC is running everything around here in the political world, financial world, the narrative of all things in the world. We see this, we hear this. So, what? You know, it's kind of strange when somebody get called out doing wrong, you call anti-Semitic. When everybody else called out doing something wrong, it ain't nothing said but what they wrong they had done. What are you hiding? What are you trying to do? What is your wicked way? They got tunnels down there in New York, underground tunnels with beds under there, with children toys under there. But when you speak about it, it's anti. But how can I be anti if I'm Shemitic too? The Caucasian man is Shemitic. How can he be anti? That's the wordplay that they play on us. Anti-Semitic. How can we be anti? How can the Caucasian man and how can the black man be anti ourselves? That's why we got to pick up a book, y'all. That's why we got to put down that all that TV world thing and start educating ourselves. Getting ourselves, mindself together. So when we can be prepared to grow our children and our great-great-grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren in a different direction and a different mindset. Start with us. Start with me. Start with us. And start with you. And start with us. And start with y'all. But the thing that we don't want to do is take a lot of things in accountability. See, if we don't take a lot of things in accountability, this is what we do, and then people start doing, and then this is what it is, what it is. The game was so strong, right, that they put the Caucasian man against us, and the Caucasian man put that knee in our throat, right? And they pump faking the Caucasian man to bleed this and bleed that to get him into another avenue. Because they are Caucasian. The Jewish Caucasian and the regular Caucasian. The Jewish non-pigmentation, man and woman. And the non-Jewish pigmentation woman and man. Now, we see what AIPAC doing. We looking at this war and seeing how they doing all this pump faking. And United States saying this because this was said in the 1988 when this interview was done. 1988, right? Now look at it now. If it was doing that and it was noticeable about that in 1988 and nothing was done and nothing was said, look how thick it is now. Look how AIPAC running this stuff now. It's all about being aware. You know, in order to be fair, in order to do the right thing, you got to know what's going on in the world. You can't allow to continue putting your head in the dirt, closing your eyes, putting the veil on the side of your eyes, or act like it don't really exist or don't really care. Because all those things right there mix up to one thing. Again, all those things right there mix up for one thing. A nice, delicious cake is what we got here right now in America. Now, if everybody was doing the opposite, this right here, what's going on in the whole world wouldn't be here. They pump faking us out, and we going for the fake. Every time they pump fake, we going for the fake. And all the other leaders are pump fake, but hey, it's up to the Most High, though. It ain't. They don't want to do this. Israel don't want to do this. Iran don't want to do this. is how the Most High gonna set it up to be. They cannot wanna do anything. Just like he put that on Pharaoh. They can do not do anything, but something gotta happen. Something gotta happen. If I'm saying that we got next to rule the world according to the Bible, I don't care what nobody say, according to the Bible, Jacob had Esau's ankle, and you go to the Apocrypha, it tells you Esau's the last ruler, and Jacob is the beginning. The Most High said he's going to put us back in our spot, so I know that. If you don't know the scriptures, then oh well. You know what I'm saying? That's on you. If you ain't down and dirty and don't want to open up your mind and see what these scriptures are. And my thing is to y'all, and this is what I don't understand, you know, these people who call themselves knowing the scriptures. Knowing the scriptures. Okay, you answer this question to me. All the people who say they know the scriptures and they say what I say is wrong. In the book of Daniel, the Most High said, told Daniel that he gonna lock the book so the people won't understand it and put people to sleep. So tell me when the Most High unlocked the book. Because what you're learning right now about how the Bible is presented to you right now, you learned it from the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman. What you learned in this book right now, you learned from the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman went to a theological school and learned all those theological narratives. Now tell me when the book was unlocked for the Caucasian man to understand it. Then we can have a conversation. Because the Bible said in the last days that the Most High gonna open the book for his people to understand it. I don't understand that. So explain to me how the book was unlocked, who unlocked it, and who the Most High gave the information to unlock this book. And it had to be a Caucasian man, because the Caucasian man put this theological thing, school, this narrative about this book and what this book has saying. This is the narrative that the Caucasian man and the Caucasian man theological information he put out on the whole world about this book. So he got to explain to me, the Jewish Caucasian man, the Catholic Caucasian man, the Lutheran Caucasian man, somebody Caucasian man has to come tell me when the Most High gave somebody in y'all nation the key to unlock this book to get the understanding of how you present that book. I'll be waiting for that answer.
Thank you. Kanye, get out. Exposing the sample, call him Kanye West. America gonna be destroyed, no doomsday threats. It's gonna get hit with ballistic missiles from Gog and Magog. You shouldn't have had liposuction, should have jogged the weight off. We the resistance, hear the bravery in my voice. You lied to us when you said slavery was a choice. Nigga must have smoked up a whole quarter piece. 1441, we was kidnapped by the Portuguese. When I hear the words, make America great again, all it means is make blacks and Latino slaves again. You said Bush don't care about black people. When it comes to cooning, you're a Barkley and Shaq's equal. You was the realest spitter ripping the beat up. Now you in a sunken place, spoon clicking the teacup. Yeah, learning you're a slave, mom turning in her grave. Lyrical sermon on the page, just burning off the page. America was great when they stole the land from the natives. It was great when they brought blacks over on slave ships. It was great when they prospered off free labor. It was great when burning our bodies was sweet savor. It was great when they could rape our women at will. It was great when they did our children like Emmett Till. It was great when firemen sprayed us with hoses. It was great when they killed all our modern day Moses. Could you cherish a place where we perished in hate? Then wear a hat that says you want to make America great. Your character's fake, saying Trump represents freedom. He's Edom. He told cops when you stop blacks, mistreat them. Everything changed when you got with that ratchet thought. Your mom's casket dropped. Evil cerebral and rapid thoughts. The aftershock. You started tweaking off acid drops. High as an astronaut. I bet this shit happened to Travis Scott. Watch the throne. You really sold yourself a dream. It seemed the people high as up got the lowest self-esteem. You made back on the road to hell. You should be wearing the hat that said you sold for sale. You look at all this backlash, hate. First you backstab Hov, then you backstab Drake. MK Ultra, I stuck in your mouth wide. This ain't the same Kumbaya from the south side. America was great when cotton picking with bloody fingers. It was great when we called Mexicans beaners. It was great when we didn't have a voice to speak. It was great when they fed us scraps, no choice to eat. It was great when they fed our babies to gators. It was great when they beat us before the taser. It was great in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It was great when the media didn't cover our stories. Yeah, Deacon, a.k.a. Fop Lord, Sakari. All praise you. How about Shimmy El Shai? Hey, Kanye, man. Get out. You out of pocket, homie. All the jewels, all the gems, all the jewels and gems you gave us about our history, all the social injustice that you spoke out about, and now this? This ain't the land of our rest. All right? We under curses, we Israelites. They not for us, man.
In the world, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. We have the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Better informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in for Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
And when I'm at the spot just chilling, or my little car just driving around, I always listen to Fade. He keep it real. He said it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest.